Homeland Security to help investigate crimes targeting LA wildfire victims. The Los Angeles Division of Homeland Security Investigations formed a task force with local law enforcement to investigate and prosecute crimes that exploit the vulnerabilities created by the region's wildfires. The Joint Regional Fire Crimes Task Force will investigate crimes such as burglary, looting, arson, illegal drone activity, impersonation offenses, and financial fraud targeting disaster victims. Far too often, during tragic events like the Los Angeles area wildfires, we have seen greedy individuals seek to line their pockets and divert critical funds from those most in need, said Los Angeles HSI Special Agent in Charge Eddie Wong. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman said on January 17 that 9 more people were charged with crimes committed during the wildfires, ranging from felony arson, felony possession of ammunition, felony looting, and misdemeanor impersonation of a firefighter. To anyone who believes they can use this disaster as a cover for criminal activity, let this be your warning. You will be caught and you will be held accountable, said Hochman. Several of those charges are arson-related. In 2 incidents, suspects were accused of lighting Christmas trees on fire, while another suspect was arrested in connection with lighting a couch on fire near an apartment complex. The Los Angeles Fire Department extinguished the fire just as it had spread to a nearby utility pole and surrounding area. Another person was arrested after allegedly starting a fire in a dumpster behind a library. 2 of the 9 charged were allegedly impersonating firefighters while attempting to burglarize an apartment and receive stolen goods, respectively. HSI said there have also been scams in which people have set up websites soliciting donations. The HSI said the task force will also investigate government misuse of funds. The Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Small Business Administration have become financial resources for people, organizations, and businesses impacted by the fires. This opens the door for fraud, which the HSI said it will investigate. Hochman said Friday that his office is also part of a rapid response effort to investigate insurance fraud targeting wildfire survivors. The Department of Insurance's Disaster Assistance Response Team, led by Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara, has been set up to combat common scams. In the wake of previous wildfires, there were several cases of fraud, including one instance in which a person falsely posed as legal counsel, filed fraudulent smoke and ash claims, and pocketed settlement checks. Scammers exploit vulnerable times, preying on survivors with false promises and fraudulent schemes, Lara said. We've seen this in past wildfires. By partnering with the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office, we're amplifying protections for wildfire victims and empowering consumers to protect themselves.